or visit CentralIllinoisRestoration.com. 15:42 to go, second half here in Nashville. The Birds on a McDonald's scoreboard, a four-point lead on homestanding Belmont, 39-35. John Fitzgerald, Mike Matthews back here inside the Curb Event Center. Blake Haas back at our network studios in Bloomington. Miles Foster to the line. He'll have a pair of foul shots. Birds, their biggest lead of the night, stands at four. First free throw by Foster around the rim and off. He'll have one more to come.
You know, the difference between first half of the season and now is all his free throws look like they're going in. First half of the season, he was throwing up some bricks.
His touch has been much improved. He missed them both here. Brigham Rogers collars the rebound with two hands for Belmont. He goes on the attack, forecourt left. They run the weave out high. Davidson topside, matched up with Kinzinger. Puts the ball on the deck, one dribble, plays it away right sideline. Walker, lob feed caught by Brigham. Try to reverse layup attempt, shot went astray, and the rebound comes away to Kinzinger. In transition, Banks on the move, down the lane, to the rim with the left hand. Dalton Banks with a hard take off the bounce. He has four. It's 41-35, Birds by six. We played just about 5 minutes here in half number two, and an offensive foul called on Belmont. They're going to get Brigham Rogers with a moving screen topside about 25 feet off the basketball. And Brigham Rogers just picked up his fourth personal foul of the night.
And Belmont's really starting to run into some foul problems with their inside players.
Dia's on the floor with three. Kate Tyson has two, and now Rogers has four. Burns the basketball, a six-point lead, 41-35. 14:56 to go here in Nashville. Ty Pence, one dribble guarded by Tyson, terminates it, gives it up top over to Banks. Right perimeter, Pence, right corner, Kinzinger. He'll relocate, slash across the lane, feed Jordan Davis, who triggers a three left wing and knocked it down. For the fourth time tonight from downtown for Jordan, he has 18, and the Redbird lead is 9, 44-35. 14 and a half to play, second half. Davidson left side, between the legs and the dribble. Tosses cross court over to Walker, blows off the wing. Giant steps down the lane to the rim, and he kissed it home. Isaiah Walker, points number 5 and 6. That ends the Redbird 10-0 run and cuts the Redbird lead to 7, 44-37, 14:07 to play. Foster at the high post, turns on Dia, puts the ball in the deck, drives on Dia, spins toward the baseline, up left hand, got it to go. Great take by Miles Foster. He's in double figures with 10 for the ninth time this year.
And I really like him attacking Dia with those three fouls with over 13 minutes to go.
46-37, Dia spots up a straight on three off the right-hand side of the iron, and Foster with a great block out on Isaiah Walker on the right block secures the carom for the Birds. Birds on the attack, a nine-point lead. Banks rolls off a Foster screen to the foul line, a bounce. Kinzinger fires a three right wing, too strong on the rebound. Brought down by Willingham of Belmont. He gives to Davidson, who comes up the left sideline. Into the forecourt now between the rings against the crouching defense of Kinzinger. Flip for Walker, tosses now Tyson. Topside they go to Diaz, drives on Foster. Pull up 15-foot jumper, well short. And dug out by Dalton Banks. Off the deck, try to lead feed on a bounce pass over to Ty Pence. Couldn't handle it, goes out of bounds. And the Birds give it back over to Belmont with 13:05 to play.
Yeah, kind of a bad decision by Banks right there. Had he caught it, he couldn't have done much with it because he was going full speed, and I think he was almost past the basket. So Banks needs to bank that one out and run some offense.
We played 7 minutes here in the second half. The Birds a nine-point lead. Tyson open look over Davis, left side for three, and he knocked it down. Cade Tyson, his first three-ball tonight. He has seven. His team high 30th of the campaign. He leads his ball club in makes and takes from beyond the arc. Redbird lead cut to six. Kinzinger slashes on the dribble, right wing Davis, three, try again off the front of the rim, and Malik Dia clears away the rebound. Outlet right, Davidson up the right sideline to a trailing Dia, thought about a three, puts the ball on the deck, drives right down the lane, pass Foster to the rim with the left hand. Dia with a strong take, he has seven, and it's 46-42. A 5-0 run for Belmont now, and the Redbird lead is cut to four. Ryan Peden's going to burn a timeout that converts to a full and will step out. 12:18 to go in this second half. No one gets it closer to the game than SiriusXM College Sports Radio. Tune in for news, talk, and analysis from the offseason through the regular season and into the postseason. We've got your team covered anywhere you go. Get a free trial today at SiriusXM.us/collegesportsradio2023. 12:18 to go, second half here in Nashville. Our count to the McDonald's scoreboard, Illinois State 46, Belmont 42. Back in a moment, this is Illinois State Redbird basketball on the Xfinity Mobile Redbird Sports Network from Learfield.